From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how to know if Iran is getting the bomb. First, though, Thailand is preparing for President Bush's arrival tomorrow and the start of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. 21 world leaders from Asia, Australia, the Americas, and the Indo-Pacific archipelago. Joining us from the BBC's Bangkok office is reporter Chris Hogg. Chris, the subjects for this meeting are trade and terrorism. A friend back from Bangkok a couple of weeks ago said that even then the city was just overwrought with security fears for this gathering and the safety of the leaders there. How do things seem?
Well, I can tell you, I've spent the day traveling around this city, or I should say trying to travel around this city, and it really is pretty difficult. The disruption here that this summit has caused is just unbelievable. I was talking to a small businessman who had to get all his orders shipped out before this weekend where the summit begins because no trucks are going to be allowed into the middle of the city. The hospital is deserted because the hospitals have been closed. All the civil servants have been given the day off in a bid to try to reduce the notorious congestion in Bangkok. And then you've got the security measures, roadblocks everywhere, armed police guarding not just the summit venues, but all the major international hotels and the routes in and out of the airport.
This is a trade forum. APEC is a trade organization. But the chief topic for discussion is terrorism and anti-terrorist measures now. Is that because the U.S. is setting the agenda for this meeting, or is terrorism truly the priority concern for all the regional governments?
I think the reality is that the two subjects go hand in hand. You're right, this was set up as a trade organization, but you can't have trade unless you've got a safe arena in which to do business. It is important, though, to the Bush administration that they get all these countries in this part of the world on side, though. This is a very dangerous part of the world, some people say. You've got a lot of countries which have Muslim extremists in them, and Muslim extremists who could export their terror to the Western world. And I think that the fact that President Bush, that Colin Powell, that the administration are coming here in force is an indication, perhaps, of just how concerned they are about terrorism in this part of the world.
There's a proposal from Mr. Powell that the nations there agree to ban the production and sale of these shoulder-mounted anti-aircraft weapons. I mean, there are these ongoing security concerns. But as you say, this is a, in many ways, heavily Islamic region, and I wonder about the confluence there of people.
Well, I think what's fascinating about this is that you've got 21 very different nations here. It's one of those rare chances for all these leaders to get together for official banquets, for meetings, but also for a retreat, and for the Bush administration to use this opportunity to try to get some of these people on side in the fight against terror.
Reporter Christopher Hogg with the BBC joining us from Bangkok. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.